This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1852, Stomach, Tummy, Belly.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this episode, we talk about a very human thing, having a stomach. We all get physically sick at times, and we all have things that we viscerally react to. Find out how to use this vocabulary in deep and lighter ways today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. How's everything going for you?
Everything is going well. Everything's going well. I'm excited to be on the show today. And today we're talking about this expression that, Lindsay, in an episode a while back, you used the expression hard to stomach. And we were saying that is definitely a good one to use on the show. Lots we can talk about with that. Very common. So we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah, this is a good one. I think there are a lot of expressions in the English language about the stomach, sort of, I don't know, something viscerally affecting us, right? That's the key. And that's what this does in a way. Even though it's metaphorical, it's still about like the body interacting with something, an idea or a concept. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, Lindsay, you were touching on it a little bit, but what does it mean?
Basically, it means hard to stomach. It means, guys, that something is hard to accept or it's hard to do something because it isn't appealing in some way. Maybe it's very off-putting. Maybe it's not clean. Maybe it just like it induces a sense of disgust or you reject it for whatever reason.
Right. Exactly. So it can be like a very obvious thing, like cleaning the toilet is hard to stomach. I mean, like it can be more like, you know, it's actually kind of disgusting.
Yeah. No one likes to clean the toilet.
No.
Or it could be a little less obvious, right? Something like conversations with my sister about money are hard to stomach. Now, that's not about physical disgust, but that's about maybe you're going to have some disagreements and you have different values towards money. And that's hard.
Right. Exactly. So it's just uncomfortable, hard to take. It's like that feeling of, you know, that uneasy feeling.
Exactly. And what would be another one, Michelle? A good example, especially today.
Yeah. Well, it could be political debates can be hard to stomach in today's climate.
Yeah, and that's so true. Oh my gosh. Certain news channels are hard to stomach.
Well, what does that mean when I say in today's climate, though? Because do I mean like a lot of times we think about climate as kind of like the weather,
climate change. No. So here you're not talking about the weather. You're talking about the political climate.
Right. It's like the weather of something, like not the actual weather, but like how things are generally, like it's like the temperature. Yeah. It's the interesting. Temperature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do another thing.
You could do another episode on something like this. This would be a great idea. Guys, we're always getting new ideas. So hit follow on the podcast. So you don't miss them. But yeah, I mean, you could also say today's economic climate, right? Inflation is out of check in today's economic climate. So there's a lot of ways we can put new concepts in front of old words like climate. That's really cool. I love that.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of a useful word. I mean, Lindsay, so what's something else that you think is hard to stomach?
Well, just to get real here, I mean, homelessness in Denver is pretty bad. And I was actually surprised. I was having this conversation with someone last weekend who went to college here in the aughts, and she came back to visit last weekend and hadn't really been back and hadn't really seen Denver. Honestly, homelessness has gotten really bad in Denver. Okay. There's a lot of camps, a lot of streets in which there's just like tents set up for a whole block.
Wow.
And it's really hard. It's hard to imagine, like, you know, all the, like, what got someone to the street and how to really, more than anything, how to fix the problem, you know, with compassion, but also in a realistic way. It's a tough problem that I find really hard to stomach in so many ways.
Wow. That's a really good example. I don't know if I can top that one.
It's tough. Also, for our Connected Communicator course, our listeners know, our fluency course, that Jessica and I actually went to the streets of Portland. And Portland has a huge homelessness problem. The West Coast, almost more so than the middle of the country or the East Coast, Portland, LA, San Francisco. We went to the streets of Portland and talked to some people on the street, some homeless people. And they're actually in the course articulating how they got there, what's going on, what happened, their stories, right? So this is a major issue, guys, by the way, that you want to be able to discuss with native speakers. Okay.
That's right. Absolutely. So that's an important one. Very good use of that expression. I mean, let's talk about some other, like you were saying, there's a lot of things to do with the stomach, and it's true.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know, pretty similar. I mean, it's like a similar idea, but just used in different ways, right? So one of them is stomach or can't stomach, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just like hard to stomach. I mean, wait, what did I write here in research also? Oh, yeah.
You're getting,
I don't know.
Ignore that part.
But like you could say, like, I can't stomach his cooking. I mean, that's another way of saying his cooking is terrible.
Yeah, but in a way, so I gave the example of homelessness, and that is the deeper way to use this, right? But that's not the only way to use this. So you could talk about big issues that really rattle you, that make you, like, they hurt your heart, like homelessness, like gun issues, like mass shootings, right? That I can't stomach. That is too much for me. It's too sad, right? But there's also this other piece where it's about the more physical things, the more literal things. But in this case, I think you're using it in both ways, kind of. Like, you're saying, I can't eat his cooking because it's disgusting, and I hate the idea of him cooking because he's not a good cook. It's like you're using it in a metaphorical and a physical way.
Right. True. So it could be for either one. You just got to listen to the context. What's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay. To have a strong stomach. Would you say you have a strong stomach, or do you get sick easily?
Well, it also actually depends on if you're talking like literally or more metaphorically.
Interesting.
I actually do think I have a strong stomach in like the literal way. I mean, knock on wood. But in the more metaphorical way, maybe not as much. Like, you know, I don't really like blood. Like,
could you ever work in a hospital?
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
I'm choking. No, it's okay. I'm just choking on my own saliva. That's fine. Okay. So if you like, could I work at, I don't think that would be like the right place for me. I mean, like, cause like, for example, is like, if you want to be a surgeon, you need a strong stomach, right?
Like, no question.
You can't, I mean, I know, like, you know, people even in med school or, you know, like dissecting dead bodies and things like that. Like, I probably couldn't get to the school because of my weak
Yeah. Even TV shows, there are a lot of hospital dramas. I have to turn away when I see the surgery. You know, they're going in there. You can see the heart beating inside the stomach, blood all over the place. They're pulling out, you know, the colon or the liver or something. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's too much. No. I can't stomach that. No.
No, I can't. I can't either. It's I don't know. There are certain people that are like built for that stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. Thank goodness we need those people. Imagine if we didn't have those people.
We do need those people. We do need those people. So I can't stomach it. I don't have a strong stomach for that stuff. So guys, you can see like there's a lot of things, you know, I can't stomach, or to be hard to stomach or have a strong stomach. So those are, I mean, do what about weak stomach? Do people say that?
I feel like I have a weak stomach. No, they do. They do say that. I have a weak stomach. I think that means, well, that also means both. That means you will be sensitive to foods and also that you can't handle the bigger, the more disturbing things in life. Like if you probably specifically seeing someone get injured, like if you see on TV, someone breaks a bone and the bone's like coming out of the, all the other day. Last night I was watching that movie 159 Hours about the guy, James Franco plays the role of the kid from Colorado who goes to Canyonlands and he gets trapped under a boulder in a canyon and has to cut off his arm. Yeah. Oh my God. It's so intense.
I saw that movie and I didn't watch the end. Like, I think I couldn't watch.
And he also had like a very dull knife. I just couldn't stomach the part where he had to actually like saw into his arm. It was too much.
That's hard to stomach. That is hard to stomach. That is hard to stomach. Sure.
Yep.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
But Lindsay, one thing really fast, what's the difference between a tummy and a stomach and a belly?
Good question. I like this. This is about, some of this is about like young English versus mature English. And some of this is just about slang. So tummy is what kids call the stomach or a parent talking to a kid, right? Generally. Right. Oh, do you have a tummy ache?
Yeah.
You really wouldn't say that to an adult, maybe to your partner if you're kind of being cute.
Right. My tummy hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. Generally not so much. It's sort of baby talk, I think, which can be annoying.
yes, I agree.
And then stomach is the physical thing. And then belly, Michelle, what's...
I don't know. I guess I think belly is like tummy. I'm not really sure if there's...
I think adults use belly a little bit more. Also, you might say, I have a little bit of a belly now, right?
Oh, yeah. If you're feeling like you've gained weight or something like that. That's true.
Yeah. So you could say, I have a stomach, but I think the stomach also hints a bit more at the physical, like the body part, you know?
Right. Like the innards.
Yeah. The innards, the actual body part where the food sits, as opposed to belly, I think is the whole thing.
And like the skin, even
the skin, like the love handles on the side in a way. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have to do more episodes on body parts and that kind of thing.
That's funny. But it is interesting because like recently or maybe a few weeks ago, we did something about boo-boos and we were talking about getting injured and stuff like that. And it is interesting how they're like the kid words for things and then there are the adult words. It is interesting.
Yeah, we need to know the difference, guys. We don't want to go throwing out kids' words and talking to like your colleagues or something. It's very weird.
Right.
That would be very strange.
Yeah. I also think that tummy and belly are more kid sounding, but also like belly rubs for a dog. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like we use like belly for dogs or something, right?
For sure.
You don't say like, Lindsay, I'm going to give my dog a stomach rub.
No, it's belly and it's not even tummy for dogs, right? That's the interesting part, right? Tummy is just for kids. Belly is for dogs. Stomach is the physical, like actual body part that the doctor would operate on if you had a problem. So
right, exactly. And you would use it in more of a medical sense, like you would say, I'm giving a dog a belly rub. But if that dog had to go to the vet and they had something with their stomach, then you wouldn't say his belly. You would probably say the stomach.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like I was in that situation yesterday. I had to take Kiefer to the vet because he's been acting. He's been had a little blood coming out and not so good. And, you know, we have to figure out what's going on. What did he eat? Right. Sometimes dogs will eat something. And so then the vet would have to feel his stomach. Right. And try to see maybe go in and see, maybe do an X-ray and see what's in there. Right. Aww,
I hope he's okay.
Thanks. I think he's good. We're on a little bit of antibiotics now, so I think he'll be okay. I'm not too worried. Yeah.
For another day. I like how you said we're on antibiotics because we're not on antibiotics.
That would be a great episode idea too, Michelle. We've just got ideas coming out of our ears here.
Oh my gosh. Ideas out of the ears. Okay. We're not going to use like every single stomach thing in this role play, let's give it a little shot so we have some more examples. So here we are going to an amusement park.
All right. Let's go on the roller coasters.
Oh, sorry, Lindsay. I don't have the stomach for that.
I get it. But you don't want to do any rides? That's kind of hard for me to stomach. You don't have a strong stomach if you want to hang out with me. Or sorry, you need to have a strong stomach if you want to hang out with me.
Yeah, but my niece says her tummy hurts.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's an excuse.
Yeah, that's definitely an excuse.
You're trying to get out of it. You went with the wrong person.
Blaming it on the kid.
You do have to be careful, like, right, before you plan a day at Disneyland or Disney World or something, make sure that you have the same attitude towards rides.
Right.
Otherwise, someone's going to be waiting.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So you said, Michelle, sorry, Lindsay, I don't have the stomach for that. So literally, a roller coaster can make some people throw up. So you're saying physically, you know, your stomach is not strong. You might throw up.
Right. So you can say, I don't have, I could have said, I can't stomach roller coasters, but I changed it up a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, that's kind of hard for me to stomach. And now this is in the more metaphorical way, right?
This is more like you're like unsettled by that, or you're like a little bit annoyed. Like
I can't. Yeah.
Like we're not going to be able to do anything today. Like
exactly. I can't accept the idea of doing nothing, only going on the easy rides. And then I said, you need to have a strong stomach if you want to hang out with me.
Yes. And then I blame it on my niece. And I said, my niece says her tummy hurts.
Oh, man. I like this episode, Michelle, because we all can relate. Everyone on the show, you know, has a physical body. We have issues with our stomach sometimes. Metaphorically, there are things we see in the world that we just can't handle. Right. That we reject and that are too heartbreaking for us. And physically, we've all been sick, you know, so I like this, guys. Don't shy away from this vocabulary. This is being human.
Absolutely. This is really useful stuff. It can be used to talk, you know, about your taste or about, you know, like or it just physically not feeling up for something. And so we went into all of it today. But yeah, try these out today. They're very relatable expressions and using the word stomach, tummy, belly.
It's stomach, tummy and belly. That's good stuff today, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out and I'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.